And we're back here at Martin Stadium for the Prince Automotive halftime show. Prince Automotive, located on exit 22, I-75 on the North Valdosta Road in Valdosta, and online at PrinceAuto.com. They are family-owned and operated. Prince Automotive has been serving South Georgia families for over 45 years. Remember, you can buy with confidence with the Prince Automotive pre-owned promise. Each Prince pre-owned vehicle comes with a 112-point inspection, written warranty, and a money-back guarantee. PrinceAuto.com makes it easier for you to research your next vehicle, purchase, view up-to-the-minute new and pre-owned inventory, request a test drive, and apply for financing, all with a simple click at PrinceAuto.com. I want to thank Prince Automotive Group for their sponsorship of this halftime show. And we've been going over a couple of different little details between our live computerized stats and the stats that are made up by the coaching staff from Pine Grove and Lowndes Middle. We had a couple minor discrepancies, but nothing real major. I was really pleased in how well that we did tonight, how well Taylor, and Chuck did in keeping up with everything. We had an interception. We had all kinds of different things tonight and really did a great job tonight. The first half stats look like this. Lowndes with 16 first downs. Luella with 4. Rushing tonight, Lowndes with 32 rushes for 313 yards. We had 20 yards pat. We were 3 of 5. No interceptions for 20 yards in the air. So we ran 37 plays for 333 yards. That's a 9.0 yards per play for the Vikings. For Luella, they were 12 carries for 94 yards. They had 48 yards passing. They were 4 of 12. They did throw one interception. So they've run 24 plays in the first half for 142 yards. That's for an average of 5.9 penalty yards tonight in the first half. Lowndes penalized 5 times for 29 yards, while the Lions were penalized 4 times for 40 yards. Punts tonight. Lowndes only had one punt, that for a 12-yard average, while Luella punted 3 times for a 28-yard average. Kick returns tonight and so forth. Our leading rusher, we'll give you that information here, that leading rusher tonight is Nick Bergman with 11 carries for 144 yards, followed closely, by Tevin Brown, 9 carries for 59 yards. Stevens, 1 of 1 for 6 yards, while Seth Carlo was 2 of 4 for 14 yards. The leading receiver, we've got 3 of them with all 3 catches. Tevin Brown with a 6-yard catch, Jordan Williams with a 6-yard catch, and Nick Bergman with an 8-yard catch. On defense, we got 12 total tackles on the night so far. Tyquan Ling leads with 4 solo tackles, followed by Ellis Griffin in 2, and that's your defensive stats as well. Want to thank Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of these live in-game stats. What do you think, Wes?
Bill, can you? I was listening and looking at the same time. What about Luella? What do we have on them?
Oh, yeah, let's give you their leading rushers as well. Their leading rusher is, let's see, looks like Freeman had 6 carries for 22 yards. Their quarterback had 1 carry or 3 carries for about 60 yards, had some of that pulled back. Their quarterback was 3 of 10 for 31 yards in the air. Leading receiver is Gabe Smith with 1 catch for 17 yards. And defensively, they've got 22 solo tackles. They played quite a bit of defense. Their leading tackler, Steve Osundu, with 4 tackles, and Thompson also with 4 tackles. And that's the information for the Luella Lions. As you hear the Georgia Bridgemen in the background, we're waiting on Mr. Taylor to come up here, the superintendent of schools for Lowndes County Schools, to talk with Wes. And we got Marty Rogers has come up from the sidelines. How you doing, Marty?
Great, guys, great. I was just down with Mr. Taylor. He's still down with the Martin family, unveiling the plaques down below. Very, very nice plaque they put up for Mr. A.B. Sonny Martin.
And, your namesake.
My namesake, exactly. Yeah,
and I think it will be your son's namesake, too, right?
That is correct. My son will be due in November, and he will be Logan Martin Rogers. And, you know, Mr. Sonny was instrumental in a lot of people's life, including my mother's. Brought her here to Lowndes County, and she named me after him. She said his name was Alexander Beauregard Martin. She wasn't going to name me Alexander or Beauregard, so she picked Martin.
Okay.
But they're down there unveiling that. Mr. Taylor's down there with him. Said he'd be up here shortly.
Well, I did see that. I saw the plaque area. It was covered by black trash bags and plastic there. And I'm anxious to see it when we start to leave tonight. It's down at the north end of the stadium as you come in, the opposite side of the big Viking statue, but at that same end of the field.
It's a very neat neat story, too. The original plaque was part of the home side, and when they did the renovations back in 08, they tore down some things, changed underneath, and the plaque was actually found in the rubble.
Oh, wow.
And they took it and said, hey, you know, this shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And they restored it. They also made another maroon one, the original plaque silver, and they made a maroon one to go above it with a picture on it, his name. And then there's also another plaque there beside it for commemorating the additions and repairs made in 2008. But it's a beautiful little area down there, and it's a great tribute to Mr. Martin, who really was instrumental in this school system and the stadium, obviously, that bears his name, and what a great man and a great family, too.
I'll tell you what, Marty, we're going to take a quick two-minute break, see if Mr. Taylor makes his way up here. You're listening to the Prince Automotive Group Halftime Report right here at Martin Stadium. Vikings lead 36-8. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. Well, here the Vikings lead 36-8. The Vikings came out with their first drive. Marty, you talked about that from the sideline. They drove just down the field, scored the two-point conversion, and really just kind of relaxed.
Absolutely right, Bill. They did. They just relaxed. You know, defensively, we got out there, and we talked a lot about Luella's feet, and they showed that on that first offensive possession for them. They hit us right up the middle, then hit us outside, and then the next play, quarterback was gone. And they have a lot of athletes. They have a lot of feet, as we said. And it was definitely an eye-opening experience for us. And after that, the intensity level increased, as we talked about, and we shut them down from then on.
Yeah, it really was. And they really, like I said, buckled down. Coach McPherson even mentioned it. They just settled themselves down and really got after it.
Well, I have to admit, Luella actually helped us with that some. There was a lot of talk on the sidelines. The taunting penalty there on the long run by the quarterback, probably not the smartest move in the world, obviously, but it really fired up our team and really fired up our defense. They didn't like it, and they showed that afterwards. I mean, even the touchdown after that, they had to work for that. They scored on third down, and there's many of us down there that still don't think he
got across that line, do you?
But he fought hard, and he is a great athlete. But the taunting penalty there was really just rattled the hornet's nest, and our defense has played exceptional ever since.
Well, they really have. Wes, the clock continues to tick down 2 minutes, and I guess we're not going to get Mr. Taylor up here on the first game of the season. We might shift everybody back, or we'll put Mr. Floyd next week and bring Mr. Taylor the week after. But Mr. Taylor has done a phenomenal job as he's transitioned from the Lowndes High principal to the Lowndes County Superintendent of Schools. And nice transition, Mr. Floyd, the new principal. A couple little bumps for you, ask some students and things and teachers, but for the most part, very smooth, and he's really a great disciplinary principal. He really cares about his kids, but he wants to follow the rules, and I tell you, the school is going to be better off for it.
And I tell you what, and they say, I haven't met him yet, but they say he makes me look small.
He's bigger than you.
I just met him west downstairs, and you all know that I'm a very tall,
yes,
big in stature, young man. Of course, obviously, I'm being facetious, but Mr. Floyd is definitely a very, very big guy. And you talk about disciplinary, and I hear he's very, very strong.
He's by the books.
He of course was down at the unveiling of the plaques, and I'm sure they're still down there. I look down and don't see the Martin family there. They still haven't come back up, so I'm sure they're still down there probably talking to reporters or answering questions because the media was down there as well. But we'll get with Mr. Taylor. I'll try to maybe get a word with him quickly second half.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, the clock's ticking down, but the officials will probably put a three-minute warm-up on the clock. We'll take a two-minute break. Vikings lead 36-8 on the Prince Automotive Halftime Report. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. And we're back here at Martin Stadium in the Prince Automotive Group Halftime Report. 1:29, the clock ticks to finish up the halftime as the Vikings lead the Lions of Luella 36-8, and it has been all Lowndes High Vikings in the first half. As we said earlier, the Vikings scored on their first possession. Luella came back, scored on their first possession, and then from that point on, the Vikings have just fired themselves up, and they have just dominated this game here tonight. Both teams have been penalized four or five times each, but the officials kind of corralled that in pretty early to keep everybody in place. There was a little concern right at the beginning, right after that taunting penalty, that things might get out of control, but the officials did a good job, called both teams into the huddle, got everybody straightened out. So,
yeah, we've had a chance to settle down now, get in the rhythm with our offense. Defense, you know, one bad series for the defense. I hope they can shake that off, play some good sound lounge defense. And offensively, I hope we keep running the ball like we have been. Wonder how soon before Coach starts rotating in some of our maybe getting close to seeing some JV players.
Yeah, we probably will into the fourth quarter if this score holds true. But now, we said the defense may have had one bad score. Really, you had a great Jared Hendricks at quarterback is a phenomenal athlete. This guy, I mean, just is able to – his elusiveness has allowed them to complete passes, to make some long runs. And anytime you've got a great athlete like that, sometimes it doesn't matter what your defense is doing. This is really a really good athlete. So the Vikings then, as I said, has settled down even after that.
Jarred to go over the leaders, rushing and defensive-wise.
We did for both of them.
Yes.
And went over the leading tacklers as well.
We're ready to start the second quarter, or the second half, excuse me. Your Vikings will be kicking off to the Luella Lions. Looks like they're going to be going from right to left on your radio dial.
Because I think Wes had them backwards a minute ago.
That's right. That's okay.
Wes is the on-air talent, so we make sure that he gets his prima donna spot. Guys, you know, you should work with Wes James on a football game. It is a lot of fun. This guy is passionate about football, and I hope that you can hear it across the radio.
We love it. We all love it.
Yes, we do.
Of course, we could, and this could turn into a love fest because we couldn't do what we do on a Friday night if it wasn't for you.
Oh no, we all play our part. Thanks to Black Crow Media and all the folks there, Ed Pitts and some others that Lawan on the board on Friday nights and Tuesday nights for the Lounge High Coaches Show. I want to remind our listeners: be sure and join us every Tuesday night, 6:45 at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. That talk about a lot of fun. That's a great time. You get to meet players, coaches. We talk about the players of the week. We give away things at the end of the show, including two tickets to a home game each week, right on the 45-yard line, row 19, right down here in front of us.
Oh, we are set to kick off, Bill.
And you must be present to win.
Luella won the toss, elected to defer. Gonzalez puts that foot into it. And Hilton takes it about the 9. The 14 is across the 15 up to the 20. 25 and gets out to about the 27-yard line where Luella will start. First and 10 from there.
Harper and Hart in on the tackle for the Vikings. And Luella will try and get a score here. They found the end zone right there in the first quarter, and since then hadn't been able to get there.
Just starting the third quarter, Vikings leading 36-8. Jared Hendricks at quarterback. He's in that pistol. Two receivers far side, two near side. We're in a five-man front. Takes a snap. Drops back, rolls right, looks, dumps it out in the flats. Good catch made there by number 23. That's Gabe Smith.
And he's going to be
awfully close to a first down.
I was going to say very close. As a matter of fact, they may give him just over 10 yards and a first down. They do. Nice little dump-off pass, little screen pass, really.
Oh, out to they do, all the way out to the 34-yard line.
Be sure and listen to the Vikings online at mykickscountry.com.
Hendricks takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws out again, trying to throw over
Hart.
Number 23.
Hart there breaks it up, thought he was going to get an interception. Ball thrown really low, though.
Second and 10. Big doings down in your neck of the woods tomorrow night.
What neck of the woods would that be?
What's it called down there? Leon County Community College is playing tomorrow night.
Yes, they are, against Murray State. We'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. It's Chris Scurry from Lowndes High School at Murray State.
Hendricks, straight back. Now throws out to Smith. Oh, and Smith
Heard footsteps.
Oh, didn't he ever. He had big number 91 coming toward Ellis Griffin. And he says, I don't know if I want to catch it and let Griffin hit me like that.
Ellis, my impact player on defense for the Vikings tonight, has been around a lot of places. I think he's got two solo tackles on the night. And there was coming up to make a big time hit. Third and 10 now for the Lions.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Keeps one man in the backfield with him. Drops back. Look, starting to be chased. Trying to find a hole. Still on his feet. Got the first down as he crosses the 40, the 50 down to the 40. And he'll run out of bounds about the 31-yard line.
Folks, the guy wears number 7. I've seen some quarterbacks wear number 7 who their improvising skills were phenomenal. Hendricks is right up there. It's the broken plays you got to worry about with him.
All the way down to the 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Lions.
Big gain on that. 31 yards on the run by Hendricks. And again, on a broken play. Gets forced out of the pocket. And then he finds open space.
Two receivers far side. One receiver near side. Again in the shotgun. He's been there all night. Gives it to the up back. That's number 20. He gets tackled as he crosses the line of scrimmage. That's Laquias Freeman.
Also coming up off the bottom of that pile, number 19, Jamacy Wright. Hadn't called his name a lot tonight, but Jamacy's done a great job. 10:51 the clock runs. Vikings lead 36-8, but Luella threatening here as they've crossed to the Viking 30-yard line.
Ball on the ground, picks it up, and Hendricks will go. Oh, it's out. No, official says he's out. The official right on top of it. When he hit the ground, ball come out.
And Wes, I almost said the official's name. I almost said he's pointing down, but, you know.
And he did a good job because we both know him.
Yes.
And he was right on top of that call. Now, Hendricks will lose yardage all the way back to the 37-yard line, which is going to be third.
He'll be back on the 37-yard line of the Vikings.
About third and 16. He sends trips to the near side, single receiver far side.
That's an 8-yard loss, Wes.
Drops straight back. There comes the rush. Little screen pass underneath to 82.
Who was on that? I mean, is that Trey Jackson? Yes, it was. Trey Jackson read that play all night long, came back, made a great hit on that.
And on the catch was Derek Johnson. It'll be fourth down and about 15 at the 39-yard line. Trey's granddaddy, Bill England, he says, why don't you use the name I call him? I said, we'll try every now and then. Stonewall.
All right. Fourth down now for the Lions, and they're going for it.
Hendricks keeps Freeman in the backfield with him. There comes the rush downfield. Got a man. Oh, intercepted by Brandon Roberts. Brandon Roberts goes up, number 31, makes the second interception of the night. Returns the ball back to the 24-yard line.
What a great one-handed catch. Now, that's, you know, you almost have to say that's as good as a punt, but a punt may have been even better because they would have maybe tried to pin the Vikings deep. But nonetheless, the Vikings got good field position with a 24-yard line.
Yep.
So a great interception by number 31, Brandon Roberts, his second of the night.
Alex Stevenson will open the third quarter for our Vikings. 9:09 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 38-6. Stevenson takes the snap. There's a whistle.
Let's see. I don't see flags, but maybe the clock wasn't set. Let's see.
I'm not sure. Oh, there is a flag over there on the 45 far side. Dead ball. Illegal substitution.
Again on the Lions.
So instead of first and 10 at the 24, it'll be first and 5 all the way out to the 29.
So on the 29-yard line now, Vikings at first and 5.
And gives the ball to Brown right up the middle behind that big Sons of Thunder offensive line.
You know, we hadn't talked a lot about our Sons of Thunder tonight, but I tell you what, you don't have to talk about them a lot when your guys are just racking up the yards on the ground.
Second down, less than
because that means they're doing their job. Alex Stevenson at quarterback for the Vikings this series.
He sends two receivers far side, two near side. Keeps Orr in the backfield with him. Now he puts Bergman in motion.
Over his head. Nick goes back. No, the ball is on the ground. Luella has recovered it inside the 10.
And that is a fumble for Luella to recover. I said my impact player could be that center. Unfortunately, it's impacted us the wrong way.
Now let's see what our defense can do. First and goal from the 9. Ball near the right hash mark as Luella's going from left to right on your radio dial. D'Angelo Edmonds anchors that defense along with Chandler Summerlin in there.
Wes, give you an update. Jordan Williams is in at corner. Brandon is over here getting stretched out. Looks like he's got some cramps.
Thank you, Marty.
Put a number in.
Two receivers far side, one near side. They give it to Smith right up the middle. He'll get a yard before he's driven backwards. It'll be second and goal from the 8.
And they're stopping the clock. What's this? They got an injury timeout, it looks like.
Or a cramp on Gabe Smith. Hope he's up.
So a high snap, and it goes over the head of Stevenson. Bergman tries to go back and get it. Comes out of his hands. Luella recovers the ball. Now it's second and goal from the 9.
Nathan Brantley checks in.
That will be a warning to the band, folks.
Jared Hendrick says, I can't hear.
All that does, folks, is that brings the crowd up. The band will be quiet, but the crowd will get just as loud. So that's the warning to the band. I've heard the crowd louder, Wes.
Jared Hendricks imploring his folks to stand up and cheer. 8:03 to go here in the third.
Vikings still lead 36-8. Second and goal now. Here we go.
There's a snap right up the middle to number 20, Freeman. And he gets to the 10 and thrown back.
Who was that pulling him backwards? I believe that was number 17, Wes. Impact player.
Old Stonewall Jackson. The junior, Trey Jackson.
That'll bring up third down. Still third and 9 now for the Luella Lions. They trail 8-36 to our Lounge Eye Vikings with a 7:27 left here in the third quarter.
What Hendricks don't know is when he stands and floors, his fans will stand and cheer. About 1,000 folks on the Vista side are our ticket holders. And there he's getting it from both sides. Here goes him, Luella, up over the ball. Third and goal from the 9. Hendricks in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Rolls left. Looking. He's being chased by Alex Griffin. Little shovel pass out to Gabe Smith. No good. It'll be fourth and goal.
Ellis Jackson chasing him down. Hendricks had nothing left to do but try and get that pass out. He couldn't even get the overhand throw out.
A number we're real familiar with. Number 10 just checked in.
And it will be a field goal attempt, it looks like.
Roberts to set the ball down on the 16. That'll be a 26-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark. 6:59 to go here in the third.
He had a good kick before, just short on that 52-yard attempt.
Ball's down, kicked up, and it's good. And with 6:55 to go here in the third quarter, Vikings 36, Luella 11.
And we'll get an update here on our drive, a Page Heating and Air drive update
from Taylor Biddle.
Guys, that drive for the Luella Lions with 4 plays, 1:18 off the clock, resulted in a 26-yard field goal by Andrew Roberts.
Your Vikings still lead 36-11, 6 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in the third quarter. I want to thank Page Heating and Air for sponsoring these live stats.
Marty?
You got a commercial banking company sideline report for us?
Marty. Oh, he's busy getting some clarification on something down there. But Bill, even though they got 3 points, that's still got to be a great victory for our defense not to give up anything. Coffee wins 21-14.
So Coffee wins 21-14. Congratulations to the Coffee High Trojans. That's two in a row. All right, the Vikings will receive the kickoff. 6:55 left in the third quarter. We're still leading 36-11. Luella hits a 26-yard field goal.
Back deep to receive is Nick Bergman, Taquan Lane, and Jordan Williams. Marty, that's got to be a good moral victory for our defense, even though you give up 3 points, to hold them first and goal inside the 10.
You're absolutely right, Wes. Our defense came off the field, and the coaches were congratulating them, telling them good job. You know, they went in, we got the band warning, it kind of hyped up our defense a little bit, and they did a great job there holding them the 3 points.
Hole 17.
Let's watch an onside kick.
Remember now, they pooched it. And we take it at the 30. And it was Tevin Orr as he gets to the 30-yard line.
Good job, good hands team out there to try and get, looking for something a little unusual. Didn't want to kick it deep to it, the Vikings.
6:49 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 36-11.
We said before, we haven't said a lot about our Sons of Thunder, but we do have a new center coming out now. Number 64, Cole Rigdon, is at center.
And we've got Seth Carlo in at quarterback, and we've got three receivers to the far side. Throw a screen out to Jeremy Daniels. Gets blocking out there. Oh! And a defensive back, number 42, for Lou Ella. That is Kenny Gibbs. Made a shoestring tackle, split two defense, two blockers we had out there, and we'll pick up just 2 yards on. It'll be second and 8 as the ball's up to the 33-yard line. See what Carlo does this time. Seth sends two receivers far side, two near side.
And we got a flag.
What do we got? Dead ball. Oh.
Illegal substitution by Lowndes. What do we have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Did we huddle? I'm not sure why that call.
I'm not either. Maybe Marty can find out for us why that call was made. Carlo in the shotgun. Ball on the far side. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. And we get a ball right up the middle. And it is Tevin Brown as he reels off about 14 yards for a first down all the way out to our 44-yard line.
We needed 12. We got 14. I'll take it. First down, Vikings.
6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading at 36-11. Here on the first home game of the year, don't forget the Lowndes High Coaches Show, Tuesday night, live from the Holiday Inn and Conference Center at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack and I will talk about this game and the upcoming one next week. Tell you a lot of other things that's going on. Man in motion. Seth Carlo drops back. Look, plenty of time. Way downfield. Got a wide open receiver at the 25. And Bill, that's number
29. Chris Hill.
Chris Hill makes the catch all the way down to the 25-yard line.
A little more air on that. Chris could have been going in stride with that one. Nonetheless, a nice catch. Official timeout. Let's see. Is that a water break?
That's a water break. We'll just keep it right here.
31-yard pass play to Chris Hill, complete from Seth Carlo.
And the junior has done a great job throwing the ball. Both quarterbacks have played extremely well tonight.
Carlo is 4 of 6 for 48 yards on the night.
As long as on 31. tell you a little bit more about the Lowndes High Coaches Show on Tuesday night. Of course, players are there, coaches are there. You get to see, get to talk to the players. We've got player interviews, coacher interviews. Not only that, we're doing something different now.
Let's see what Marty's got down on the commercial banking company sideline.
Standing down here, guys, I'm standing down here with Mr. Wes Taylor, our superintendent. Of course, Mr. Taylor, I know you were busy during halftime, but that was a special event we had, wasn't it?
Marty, it absolutely was. You know, and as I said a while ago, everything we've got to be thankful for and everything in terms of facilities is Lowndes High and Lowndes County School System. Sonny Martin had an awful lot to do with all of that.
Seth Carlo with the football, pulls it down, starts to run, gets hit at the 20, spins, knocks a man off his feet. Look at that 165-pound junior playing running back.
Marty.
Let's go back down to Marty.
He did, Wes, and you're absolutely right. He did have a lot to do with the school system, with the stadium, and influenced a lot of people, including myself. How special was it to have his family here tonight and get to enjoy that moment with them?
Well, I know it had to mean a lot to them, but again, a guy for the years that we've been here have heard multiple stories about just what a class act he was and what a vision he had for the school system. This stadium is evidence of that, and what a foundation he put in place and a legacy he left for those of us here today.
Well, your kid job as our superintendent. We look forward to talking to you more next week at halftime and get some more details from you.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Wes.
All righty, Seth Carlo in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, one near side. He's got Brown in the backfield. He gives it to Brown right up the middle, looking for a hole behind that big Sons of Thunder. Fights his way inside the 10-yard line. First down, Vikings. First and goal, Vikings, with 5:10 to go here in the third. Looking to add some more points on the board.
They really are, and they are just rumbling down the field. Want to remind our listeners, be sure and follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice.com. We'll give you all the inside information, things you might not hear on the air. Follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice.
Luella showing blitz, and somebody jumped. They ran up in the line. They're showing blitz over the left side, and they're going to call our Vikings for a legal procedure. Said when the linebackers come running up, our guy moves. The bill back we're going to give away. We've got shirts we're going to give away. We've got hats we're going to give away. We've got all sorts of things we're going to give away. But more importantly, every Tuesday night.
For a home game.
Two tickets to the next home game right after this. They're short of blitz again right up the middle. We give it to Amon Brown. Amon across the five. They'll knock him down around the three. So it was first and goal from the 15. Now it's going to be second and goal from the 3.
Yeah, so next week, the matchup against who? I've been so focused on Luella for weeks, I couldn't tell you who the second is. Is it Noonan?
Try Newton. N-E-W-T-O-N.
Newton next week. So we'll have two tickets to the Newton game next week. Be sure and come out Tuesday night.
Again to Brown up the middle, and the double deuce into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Amon Brown.
Seth Carlo on to attempt the extra point.
Or Gustavo Gonzalez. Seth Carlo's the long snapper.
Yep. Seth Carlo to snap it. Luke Marisic to hold. Gonzalez to attempt the extra point.
And with that score, it looks like some of the Viking faithful going to start to head home.
Oh, what do we got?
Offsides on the defense. We tried that little downshift the way that Camden does that a lot, Camden County. A uniform shift by the offensive line. They shift, you know, down into formation. Let's see what we got. Offsides on the defense. That'll move it up half the distance.
Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. 4:09 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 43-11. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. All right, back here at Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 43-11, 4:09 to go here in the third quarter. High, high kick. Hilton takes it about the 6. He's up to the 10, the 15. And Tyquan Lane runs him down from behind.
Does he get the ball? The ball's out. The
ball's
ball is
on
out.
The ground. Ball's on the ground.
And
they
the Vikings,
say the Vikings have recovered.
Tyquan Lane on the recovery.
Alex Stevenson in at quarterback. takes a snap, drops back. He's looking. Looking, under pressure, gets away from one man, two, pulls it down, runs over a linebacker, or a corner rather, at the 15.
Another cramp down here. We've got an injury timeout. Take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Let's go down to the sideline. Marty, you've got a report for us, the Commercial Banking Company sideline report.
I do, guys. We got Cole Rigdon back in at center. Brian Rowe, starting center, is not hurt. He's a shot. Cole's another sophomore doing well. But Brandon Roberts, cornerback with two picks tonight, is out of the game. Got ice on his right hamstring, guys.
Another late whistle from the sideline. Let's see what we got here. Flag. I got to have a talk with this official and find out why he's just flag happy.
Well, give you a quick update, actually. Brandon's got ice on both legs. So earlier I said I thought it was cramps, and that does appear to be what it was. He's cramping in his legs. So he's got ice on both legs.
We've got penalties tonight. Lowndes with 7 penalties for 39 yards. Luella.
6 for 45.
Well, they're fixing to get hit with this next one here. We'll update that. 7 for 50 now.
Stevenson, 3 receivers near side, 1 far side. Quick throws out in the flat. Throws behind him. No! Catch made by Jeremy Daniels. Down to the 5-yard line. Where did that ball come from? How did he catch it?
I don't know. It was not a great throw. It was thrown behind him. And Daniels just made a great spin move to get down there and get the Vikings a first down.
That's enough for a first down to the 5-yard line. We are 3:28 to go here in the quarter, 43-11.
And we have another injury timeout. Let's take a 30-second break.
Stevenson with the football. Down first and goal down near the 3. Gives it to Amon Brown. Right up the middle, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and we'll lose some yardage. We'd had a play prior to that during the commercial break, so that was a second and goal play. So now this is going to push the ball back to the 4, where it's going to be third and goal.
Amon Brown now 6-7 carries for 56 yards on the night. Still Nick Bergman, workhorse back during the first quarter and in the first half with 144 yards.
Stevenson takes a snap again to Brown around the right side. Cuts back inside. Pay dirt for the double deuce. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Amon Brown.
And with that, more people are headed out of the stands. This extra point attempt by Gonzalez can make it 50. No.
87 on the kicker now. That's
Nick Hart.
Nick Hart.
The left footer. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 2:09 to go here in the third. Vikings lead at 50-11. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, and what a score, 50-11. Bill, I'd have to do some checking, but that may be the most points we've put on Luella. Our average score, we averaged 48. They averaged 18 over the previous 3 meetings, so we have exceeded our average, and they've yet to reach theirs.
Nick Hart to kick off. And a nice long kick back to the 3.
And that is Colbard with the carry. Comes this way. Being chased. Change the ball. He's across the 20, 25, and we run him out of bounds up at the 27-yard line.
Nice return by Chris Colbard for Luella. And Luella will take over first down and 10 from their own 27-yard line.
2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We know what's going to happen when we get to the fourth quarter, and I'm glad we've got all our breaks in, because we'll go to that running clock. Jared Hendricks, standing about the 22, takes the snap, throws out in the flat, over the head, off the hands of number 3. That is Chris Colbert.
I tell you, Jared Hendricks, when he throws the ball, he's got some zip on it now.
Yes, he does. Last score I've got, Coffett still continues to lead Thomas County Central 21-12.
You know, we said that a lot of the Viking fans were leaving. I got a tweet from somebody said this Viking fan isn't leaving.
Hendricks with three receivers to the far side. Drops back. Looks that way. Oh, catch. What a catch made by number nine, Darren Roth. Went up high in the air. Made the catch and got hit immediately by one of our Viking decent DBs that held on to the football.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great catch, as you said, by DJ Ross, just to go up, make the catch, gives them a third and manageable situation now, third and five.
Yep. And Hendricks will send two receivers far side, two near side, keep both backs in the backfield with him. Yep, nope, play action pass. Looking, being chased, just throws it downfield and wisely throws it out of bounds because there was not anything there.
He was getting chased, too. He has been running for his life a lot. The big plays that Luella has made tonight have been Hendricks and his improvising.
Valwood continues to roll over Edmund Book, 28-7.
Again, Ashley Henderson and the Valwood Valiants doing a tremendous job.
And Clinch County bouncing back there, leading Mitchell County 23-14.
A lot of backup players in there now, Wes.
They're getting ready to punt, but we've got Lang and Williams back deep standing about our 35-yard line.
1:14 left in the third.
High, high punt.
Vikings lead
50-11. Williams makes the catch, and the official come down because he made the catch about the 41 and got back to the 49 where he fell down because he was stumbling when he made the catch.
The clock will start on the snap here in the third quarter, a minute and 5 seconds left. As you said, going into the fourth quarter, we should have a running clock. In Georgia High School, there is a mercy rule.
Yep. Anytime a team leads by 30 going into the fourth quarter, it's mandatory that it's a running clock. New fullback.
New quarterback.
Arvin Berry. And a quarterback is number 16.
And we got a flag back here.
And it may be a dead ball.
They had 12 on the field.
And that, yep, Luella had 12 on the field. That's the third time tonight they've had 12.
But a lot of substitution infractions of both ways. I'll have to text the official tonight on his way home and ask him what he was calling a few times.
First and five at the Luella 45-yard line. Folsom at quarterback. And there was a broken play.
Yeah, with the ball's on the ground. Let's see, where is it at? It will be over to Luella.
And they recover on the Viking 49-yard line.
Yeah, Folsom, it looked like he just got hit as he was trying to reach the ball out and make a handoff. And the ball just hits the ground. So Luella takes over. The clock stops at 59 seconds here in the third quarter with the Vikings leading 50-11. Coach McPherson talking to his quarterback, going over the, when he came out, he left his hands out on his turn. Instead of pulling the ball back into his chest, he left it out as he turned.
And they've got a new quarterback, and that is number 16, Donald Hammond.
And they hand off.
Yep, right up the middle and get absolutely nowhere. We're clock's running inside 50 seconds to go now in the third quarter.
We'll turn this around. Get the stats updated tonight on www.thevikingvoice.com. Get you ready for next week's game coming up pretty quick.
Hammond, two receivers near side, one far side. Still on that offset eye. Gives to the tailback. That is number 20, Freeman. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. So instead of what was second and 10, will now be third and about 11, maybe 12, depending upon where they mark it at. And this will be the end of the third quarter. We go to the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 50-11. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, 50-11, our Vikings lead. It will be third and 11 for the Luella Lions at their own 49-yard line.
He is the official telling both sidelines it will be a running clock. That's the slight delay here.
It will stop on scores.
and timeout.
And penalties and timeout. Hammond drops back, looks, chunks it way downfield. Oh, what a great throw to number 88, but just out of bounds. That was to DQ Fitzgerald.
We had good coverage out there, but a nice, nice pass by number 16, Donald Hammond, the quarterback, right over the shoulder.
About a 45-yard pass right over the shoulder on the outside shoulder, but it was just out of bounds. It'll be fourth down, and they will have to punt. We send Lang and Jordan Williams back deep to receive. I want to remind you the coach's show Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center at 7 o'clock. There's a kick. Williams fields it at the 21. By one man, two up to the 25, 30. He gets up to the 34-yard line before he's stripped up there by one of the Luella Lions. I believe that's number 16, Donald Hammond, the quarterback.
Clock continues to run, of course. As we said, the Georgia high school rule, with more than 30-point lead, the clock will run continuously. So it runs 10:45, 10:44. Vikings lead 50-11.
And now we're in the fourth quarter, guys. You need to get out the roster. We got the second string offense back in there.
Folsom at quarterback. Got a man in motion. Gives it to the man coming around the right side. That's number 23. We'll get his name for you. They run him out of bounds. The 50, and it's going to be a face mask.
Nice stiff arm by the running back, number 23, Chris Trower. But then they're going to call a personal foul, and it looks like it might be horse collar as opposed to face mask. It is. It is a horse collar. Good eyes, Taylor.
How about the state plays tomorrow night in Saginaw, Michigan? Listen to my buddy Dick Rocky and Tom Odom as they bring you all the action as the Blazers open their season and make another championship run in D2 football. That penalty will take it all the way down to the Luella 44-yard line. Now, Austin plays tomorrow at North Augusta. They play North Augusta, South Carolina up in Atlanta. As does Tiff plays tomorrow. Hammond again to Chris Tower, and Tower's hit in the backfield.
Clock continuing to run, 9:57. Vikings lead 50-11. Good showing here tonight as the Vikings kick off the 2012 season. All of the backup in on offense now.
Second and 10 from the 45-yard line. Berry at fullback. And
ooh, another fumble, but the Vikings stay on top of it. So it's just a loss on that.
And it'll move it back to about the 48-yard line where it will be third and about 13. 9:20 as that clock continues to run. Newton comes in next Friday night. Pregame at 7 with a kickoff at 8 o'clock. You can listen to everything live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Or you can listen to the stream at
MyKicksCountry.com. And you can listen on your smartphone and iPhone now, your Droid and iPhones.
Jacob Burke goes to the far side. Tower at fullback. You got a man in motion. And the ball is on the ground, and Luella just falls on it in Viking territory back at our 47-yard line. That's our second fumble tonight.
So the ball will turn over. Now, is it a change? The clock did stop.
So you change on possession.
Okay.
As soon as they set it,
then they'll wind the clock. Yep, there we go. Clock starts running, 8:37. Luella, first and 10 from the Viking 47-yard line.
Donald Hammond, the Luella quarterback now. He is a freshman. A big guy for a freshman, Bill. There's a snap. Hands off to number 39, Brian Phillips. He'll pick up a couple of yards down to our 45. And Grayson, 35, Miami Central, 3.
Got an update out of Caulfield County. They're leading Thomas County Central 35-24 in the fourth.
And they moved, and there's a flag. Camden won 53-7 tonight. They beat Vanguard School out of Lake Wells, Florida.
Ocala, Florida.
Ocala.
Same high school that put out Dante Culpepper.
The website says Lake Wells.
Nope. It's actually in Ocala. It's in Marion County. My cousin in 1984 was the valedictorian in that high school.
Second and about 13 for Luella. Clock's running down now to 7.5 minutes. Hammond turns around and says, give me a timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. 7:23 to go in the ballgame. Lowndes leading 50-11. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Let's go to Taylor. What you got, buddy?
Leading rushers for tonight so far, Nick Bergman, 11 carries, 144 yards. Kevin Brown, 12 carries, 87 yards. Receiving-wise, two catches for 7 yards. Jerome Daniels, leading receiver tonight.
Well, Chris Hill's got one for 31 yards, too.
Sorry, I missed that one. One for 31.
Hammond drops back, looks those over the middle. Oh, incomplete pass.
Threw behind the receiver. He was getting barreled down on there.
Clock will continue to run. 7:10 to go in the ballgame. Vikings leading 50-11 right now.
Remind our listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice.com. I know a lot of my friends, you know, will text in and out of the night. It's hard to text and keep up with the game going on, so I ask you to follow us on Twitter at The Viking Voice.
Hammond. Roll out. Looking. Stop. Throws back across the middle. Great hit by number 10 for the Vikings. That is Nathan Brantley. A little roll out for an incomplete pass. It'll be fourth and about 14. Hammond shifts it back to the left
Folsom.
No, that's Hammond, quarterback.
Oh, he is back in. Thank you. Yep. No, Folsom.
No, that's Hammond, number 16. Throws down deep for Luella.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And that was an incomplete pass. I said it was incomplete. He caught it for a first down all the way down to the 36. Freshmen's look pretty good for Luella. 5.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Gives it to the tailback. He gets about 2 yards over the right side. We'll get his number for you.
Ball carrier across the 35-yard line.
Justin Brown checking in. Wearing a very special number to me.
Who's that?
Justin Brown, he's a 310-pound sophomore defensive tackle. Wearing a very special number, means a lot personally to me.
Number 73 on my sleeve.
My old high school number. Hammond hands off to the tailback. That is number 30, Joshua White on the carries. He'll pick up 2 yards as they get down to about the 34-yard line. 4.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Hammond puts the man in motion. Throws downfield.
Thought his receiver
was... And they're going to call pass interference.
Well, in high school, there is nothing like what's known as uncatchable. He did put his shoulder into the receiver. He impeded his progress. A little cheesy this late in the game.
Very.
Clock will stop with the penalty, and it will be a pass interference against the Vikings. They'll march off 15 yards and an automatic first down for the Lions.
Guys, I had a real up-close feet for that one there, and our coaches are arguing that the receiver just gave up. I mean, I don't know that there was much contact there. The receiver gave up, but it gave the appearance to the official that we stopped his, like you said, impeded his progress. Really, the receiver saw the ball was over his head and just slowed down.
Nonetheless, a first down for the Luella Lions. Winds the clock with 4 minutes to go here in the ball game, with the Vikings leading 50-11.
Trying to see who made that tackle. We've got a whole bunch of Vikings in there.
As we said, the Vikings will win tonight. Keep Luella out of the end zone here. It probably will end with this score 50-11. And we'll talk about it Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center at the Lions Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show, live 7 o'clock.
Second and nine. Hammond again to the tailback over the left side. Got a hole. And that is number 30. Again, Joshua White as he gets down to about the 11-yard line. And, Bill, that's going to be third and about two to the first down.
Remember, guys, I mean, both teams have actually wholesale substitutions now.
Yep.
So good experience for the younger players on both teams. Lions will want to try and keep them out of the end zone here. 3 minutes, the clock running.
A short three, a long two. Because we're inside 3 minutes. Hammond again to White. White over the right side. He will not get the first down. In fact, he will lose yardage. White, the ball carrier. 2:40 to go. Marty will have Coach Mack just as soon as, well, as soon as they get through with the introductions. I mean, the introductions to each other. The teams shake hands, and we make our trek down here in front of the band for the playing like they do, and then he'll get Coach Mack and maybe a player. Hammond in the shotgun at the two-minute mark here in the ball game. Keeps it, looks, pitches out.
Late pitch.
To White. Oh, he's got a hole. Did we hit him?
He's in.
In? Yes. Touchdown, Luella.
So against the second team, on a nice late toss pitch out here over the left side, Luella goes in for the score. It's 50-17. And they will attempt the two-point conversion, it looks like.
Hammond splits his receivers. Rolls right, looks, got a man open out. Oh, just overthrows number 35. That was Mikhail Delane. And 50-17 with a minute 59 to go here in the ball game. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back in Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stebbs, and Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. A good showing for our Vikings tonight on the opening night of high school football season for us. Vikings will go to 1-0 on the season. 50-17 we lead, and we will be 4-0 against Luella all time since 2004.
Now, this is all second-team kick return team as well. Look for the little pooch kick again.
Yep.
Coaches are telling the guys to come up.
Well, that's not Tevin Orr. That's 96. That's Justin Fuller. Last looks who they're going to kick it towards. Oh, that ball bounces and bounces and bounces.
And your 96 got it.
And 96 did.
That is Justin Fuller.
He did exactly what you want him to do, guys, on that. The ball was tipped a couple times, but he went and got it. He was aggressive, went up and got the ball at his highest point. Great job there by the sophomore, number 96, Justin Fuller. And you got to be proud of that young man there. That's exactly what you want him to do on that hands team like that.
You sure do. Minute 53 to go.
And the quarterback for the Vikings, number 16, Evan Folsom. I was looking at the wrong 16. That's, I apologize for the Folsom comment for Luella.
Folsom takes a snap right up the middle to number 20. That is Arvin Berry.
Picks up a yard. Minute 30, the clock running.
We'll be back here next Friday night Pregame at 7 o'clock, kickoff at 8 when Newton comes to town. Folsom in the shotgun. Luella showing blitz off the corner. Now they back off. And we give it to
number 9.
That is Deshaun Folsom, 5'9", 185-pound junior. If he's down close to the first down, they're saying, nope, third down.
From that mark, yeah, he needs about a yard, so third and one.
We're inside 1 minute to go. This could be the final play of the ball game. And we've got the first down to the 45. No, they took the ball away from him.
Holy moly.
Number 41 going the other way, Juwan Johnson. He took it away from him inside down around our 48 and went the other way for a touchdown.
I'm speechless.
They score with 28 seconds to go.
So that really gets charged as a fumble because they just take it out of the hands.
And Luella calls timeout.
And I didn't have the exact yards. That's about a 40-yard run after the possession. It was over here. They weren't quite on that side yet, were they?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a first down around there, 45, I thought.
You're right. We were close. So it would have been about a 55-yard run for a touchdown.
What we thought would have been the last play was not great play by Juwan Johnson of Luella. Heads up to reach in and pull that ball out, take it the other way. The Lions High Coaches Show live from the Holiday Inn and Conference Center next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. You can listen to it on 99.5 Kicks Country, but more importantly, you want to be there. Coach Mack and I will talk about tonight's game. Next week's upcoming game with Newton. Bill and Taylor and Marty will have things around what things that are going on around the area and with players and coaches. And we'll be giving away stuff. More importantly, we'll be giving away 2 tickets to the Newton game and Section A, row 19.
Wes. Luella going for 2 here. They trail 50-23 now. Let's see what they do.
There's a snap. Up the middle.
No good.
Nope.
I've had to update the score a couple times, just waiting to send it out. Now, 50-23.
Luella comes on to kick off.
Guys, with our final Commercial Banking Company sideline report tonight, I imagine our JV is probably going to be focusing on ball security next week in practice. That's 3 fumbles now for our JV offense. You know that that's going to be a major focus in practice. They're going to have probably a long week.
Yeah, a couple of seen a coach up here near us who a little upset at losing the ball. His charges, some of these ninth graders and JV players that are out there on the field, not able to run the clock out. 28 seconds remaining. Luella will try another onside kick. I don't know, Wes, that I've seen a running clock in the fourth quarter with a team coming back this hard. They really have. This is 2 scores now in the fourth quarter.
And they there's a kick again, and we catch it. Oh, we were down.
Yeah, 39 had caught it on his knee. He was down, but no late hit.
And he was hit by 39.
That was Garrett Lovell who fielded the ball for the Vikings. Now first and 10 from the 50 with 27 seconds left.
We will take that knee, and that should be it.
And after losing the ball twice on fumbles here by this team, I think you're exactly right, Wes. They're going to take a knee. Luella does have 1 timeout.
Folsom under center. Nope. We give it right up the middle. And No timeout. Clock's running. 15, 14, 13, 12. Vikings go to 1-0 on the year. Luella drops to 0-1. But they have come back after trailing 50-11. And that's your ball game, folks. Our Vikings victorious here once again at Martin Stadium on a Friday night.
And we'll stay right here as Marty will try and get a few words. Yes. Just till it done. Well, normally as the players and the coaches go across and shake hands, we'll go down to the end zone there for the alma mater. And always a little bit different right at the first game. We could take a break here if we need to, Marty, and we'll come back. Or unless you think he's ready to talk now, we'll go ahead and stay right here. Vikings win 50-23 in a ball game in the fourth quarter that Luella just refused to give up. As the JV came out onto the field, both teams sent out their second teams, and they scored 12 points in the fourth quarter with a running clock, Wes, to bring this score back 50-23.
And, Bill, I don't know if it's a final yet or not, but right now, Colquitt County and Thomas County Central, 35-33. Colquitt County's ahead.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Coach Mack for the Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight. Coach, you got to be proud of your team tonight.
I am. Kids played hard, man. The ones played well all night long. I'm very proud of the team.
Coach, you said before the game you your goal tonight was to get better. How do you think your team got better tonight?
I think we got better. We worked hard all week, made very few mistakes, with the ones. Proud of them.
Coach, congratulations on your win.
There you go. The Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight with Coach Randy McPherson as the Vikings are victorious 50-23. We'll take our last break here and come back, give you the final stats, wrap this up for you. Vikings win 50-23. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be right back after this. All right, Marty, what do you got?
I'm down here with Nick Bergman tonight. Nick, great game, 11 carries, 144 yards. How fun was that tonight?
It was very fun, man. We offensive linemen blocked hard. Each and every one gave him credit. I mean, I always told them in the locker room, when they block, we score, I mean. So it wasn't for them, I mean, we wouldn't get the yards and carries and stuff we get.
Nick, you're absolutely right, and, that's very smart to give you offensive line credit. And they did open some huge holes for you tonight, but you made a lot of guys miss, too. I just specifically want to ask you about the reverse earlier. It looked like you made three or four guys miss on that one play. Was that right? I mean, what was your thought process through that play?
I mean, Coach Matt always said you got two kind of running backs, the one to run the score and run to get tackles. So I was trying to run the score.
Well, Nick, great job tonight. Get in there and celebrate with your teammates, and good job.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you to Commercial Banking Company for their sideline reports. Great job with Nick Bergman. What a great night. Tonight, the final stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air. Lowndes with 21 first downs, Luella with 9. Rushing, Lowndes with 52 carries for 349 yards. Luella, 24 carries, 137 yards. Passing yards tonight, 58 yards for the Vikings, 6 of 8. No interceptions. Luella was 8 of 25 for 80 yards, 2 interceptions. Vikings ran 60 total plays for 407 yards, while Luella ran 49 for 217. The Vikings lost, fumbled 4 times, losing those, and Luella fumbled once, losing that as well. Penalties tonight were really the name of the game. Luella penalized 10 times for 75 yards, while Lowndes was penalized 8 times for 55 yards. We only punted one time. That was a 12-yard punt, while Luella punted 5 times for an average of 28 yards. And that time of possession, just about even, 18:25 for Lowndes, 18:12 for Luella. And we've got several other different stats that we could just sit here and go back through. But the leading rusher for the Vikings, as we said, Nick Bergman, 11 carries, 144 yards. He was followed closely by Amon Brown, 8 carries for 60 yards. And I'm sorry, Tevin Brown had 12 carries for 87 yards. So great night by our rushers. Receiving, Daniels with two catches for 7 yards was the most number of catches, but Chris Hill with one catch for 31 yards. And passing, Seth Carlo, 5 of 7 for 52 yards. Longest was 31 yards. Stevens, he had, was 1 of 1 on the night for 6 yards. Defensively, looks like our leading Tyquan Lang and Eljon Curtis with 4 tackles apiece were our leading tacklers. Trying to think, Ellis Griffin with 2 as well, also noteworthy, but a great job tonight by our defense as well. For Luella, their leading rusher, they had, seven, 5 carries for 26 yards. That's the quarterback. Had a great night as well for them. Receiving, they had 2, 1 with the most catches, Gabe Smith, 2 catches for 28 yards, and he led the team with the with yards and numbers. Passing was the quarterback number 7, 6 of 20 for 46 yards. And then Hendrick as well, who came in later, was 1 of 3 for 17 yards. Defensively for them, their leading tackler was Gabe Smith with 5 tackles, followed closely by Thompson with 4. Also, Steve Asundu had 4 tackles as well, and that's about it. Also noteworthy, Jalen Harris had 3 tackles as well. That's your stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air. Wes, wow. First week is under our belt.
It is, and I think we made some milestones and a lot of headway with Taylor and Chuck.
They did a great job.
We're just going to put a wall there and let you turn and look this way.
Okay. They did a great job tonight.
And, of course, Marty down on the sideline, we could not do our broadcast without the things that he brings to us down there. It is Newton comes to town next week, the Lowndes High Coaches Show, on the air Tuesday night, 7 o'clock from the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. We have our own banquet room. We have our own Viking menu.
That's right.
And we've never had that before, designed specifically for our Vikings and Viking fans. Invite you to be there as we give away a lot of different things.
Well, I'll tell you, Wes, Vikings win 50-23, and that's the main thing tonight. As Coach McPherson said, the first team did very well, very few mistakes. Unfortunately, our JV let us down with a couple scores at the end, but it's good experience for
them. It sure is.
Taylor, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I was pleased with how Nick Bergman ran hard today. We got an interview from him after the game. 11 carries, 144 yards. That kid was on a mission to score tonight. Like he said, you either run the ball to score or you run the ball to get tackled, and he definitely ran the ball to score tonight. What a great job by him. But you can't give credit to the rusher without giving credit to the offensive line. We keyed on some of the offensive linemen before the game, and I think the offensive linemen stepped up for us. Quarterback situation, I don't know if anybody really...
I don't think anybody stepped up and said, I'm it.
Exactly. I mean, Seth Carlo had a few completions. So did Alex Stevenson. He had a completion. So nobody really stepped up in that passing-wise to say, I want the job. But it looks like it'll be a dual quarterback system for at least the first couple games, guys.
It does. Marty, what about your closing thoughts? Well, wait a minute. We got to turn you up again. Go ahead.
Guys, you both mentioned the offense, and obviously they had a great night tonight. Offensive line played wonderful. Several running backs had good nights, Devin Brown, Devin Orr, of course, Nick Bergman. Cowboy, Jordan Williams had a good night tonight. But I want to say a little bit about the defense. I mean, I think their defense really showed a lot of heart tonight. They came out, kind of got hit in the mouth there on that first drive.
And, absolutely.
I think after we scored, like we talked about, they relaxed. And Luella came out and took it to them. Went right down the field and scored. And our defense woke up after that. They only gave up, our number ones only gave up 3 points, and that was after the bad snap. They ended up with 23 on the board, but 2 of those touchdowns late against the JV after fumbles. Our number one defense really, really responded to a little bit of adversity there early on. I'm very proud of those guys.
Yeah, 2 guys I want to pinpoint on the defensive side of the ball. Brandon Roberts, 2 interceptions tonight from that cornerback spot.
Wow.
He did a great job, and we all were wondering coming into this game is who's going to fill that empty spot at linebacker. And Elijah Curtis did a really good job tonight. He, four tackles tonight,
yeah.
Was in on a lot of team tackles. So Elijah Curtis did a great job tonight.
You're right, and, of course, one of our impact players, Tyquan Lane, came up, made a lot of plays with the run support. And again, of course, I want to reiterate you about Brandon Roberts, played well tonight. He actually had a third interception drop there, nice pass breakup, but he played very well tonight. But And Trey Jackson had a really good night tonight. He really shut down the run up the middle, and that forced him to go outside. Our whole defense really after that first series just played very well and stepped up, and very proud of that defense. If they continue to play like that, guys, we're going to have a good year.
We are. Well, guys, I think we got a lot to work from the first game. Get ready for the next one. And it's here. The season has begun. I'm excited.
And there will not be a break until 9 more games have been completed.
That's right. Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice LLC. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football, 50-23 winners over Luella. Good night, Lowndes County.